So, a couple things. My wedding ring is not on my finger
Why?
because you lost it.
Lies. Y'all, she broke the damn ring, made me take it back to get it fixed. Came back and another diamond was missing, so now we gotta take it back again. She did that.
And then we found
She did
out
that.
that you bought diamond earrings for another chick.
Lies. Ooh.
Let's start the episode. You're not rocking with
You mad corny, G.
the
On my soul, you mad corny. Ain't no rock with the best, y'all. She irritates us, hey. Don't ever marry anybody who understands cocaine to help a drug. Just don't do it, y'all.
What up, y'all? What it do? Welcome to another episode of Life with Zawadi. It's your girl, Symphony, also known as Melanated Mama.
It's your boy Josh, known as Melanated Daddy, aka Miserable as Hell. You hear me?
Why are you miserable?
Because you just lied to the people on the internet.
Oh, in my intro?
You lied.
No, I didn't
You
lie.
lied. You
Y'all,
lied.
this episode is not about my wedding ring.
But she ain't wearing it because she lied.
I have on my wedding ring.
No, you got a band on. Where the ring at?
Y'all, my stone fell out
She broke
about
it.
a month ago. Luckily, I found it. We took it to get repaired. I just got it back and then realized that they caused another diamond to fall out. Took it back and then now they can't find
We're not going to say
our
the
account.
We're not going to say the name of this company yet, okay?
Oh my
What I am
God.
saying is, every time we go in this thing to get this ring,
Issues.
it's an issue. We had some small, it wasn't small, a Caucasian lady. Oh, it was in a different system. I fixed it. Cool. Go back. Oh, whatever she saw is gone. Like, what?
And then find
What?
out that there are some diamond earrings that was purchased under his name. And unless he cheating on me, y'all, I have gauges. I'm a 00 gauge. So there's no way I'm wearing any earring that has a post.
Y'all, I didn't want to buy her jewelry. I'm gonna buy another woman some stuff,
I'm
y'all.
saying, you know, you out here Derrick Jackson it.
Nah, you out here Samuel's in it right now.
Anyway, y'all, we are so excited to have y'all back with us. The love that we have been given, that y'all have been given to us has been amazing. The feedback has been awesome. And we are excited to continue leveling up this experience. This week is the first week that we are debuting our podcast episode with a vlog on our YouTube channel.
Actually, last week we did it.
I didn't upload the video last week, so this is the first week.
What was the point of recording if you ain't gonna upload it?
Because remember, there were some technical difficulties with how I was able to transfer from one laptop to the other.
I hear excuses, y'all.
You
We'll
look like an
continue.
excuse.
You smell like one.
You are an excuse. Anyway, don't mind the dinghy. My laptop is doing the most right now. But anyway,
you need to go ahead and stop this and redo this. You done got all kind of dinging noises in my broadcast, bro.
Anyway, y'all, we are here to talk about what it means to love me out loud. Let's talk about what that means in our relationship. So this is all in response to Derrick Jackson, who was this like self-proclaimed relationship expert, who for years have been kind of, you know, putting out this rhetoric of what women should do to, you know, acquire a suitable mate. And he has done all of this without even informing the public that he was married.
You know,
so it came.
Shout out to Harry. You know Harry gonna text me about this ding it inside your phones. I'm telling you now, Harry, this ain't me.
Okay, sorry, Harry. We'll get it together next time. But anyway, so this guy Derrick Jackson is married, like has a whole family, and was just caught cheating. Right. So he does his live video with his wife about like
looking like a whole sad puppy dog for no reason, just sitting there holding his hand.
Let me tell you something. I would kudos to her, but Symphony ain't never sitting beside a man who made a poor choice to save face. You don't have to eat that one up by yourself, player.
I just sit there and nod at the
that things that are not happening.
Nah, bro.
But and you know, I'm not too versed in you know who Derrick Jackson is and what his
you didn't see all his videos on Facebook. And
I don't
stuff.
Watch them.
And most of his narratives towards men about women choosing these type of brothers
No, he was offering the few that I've seen was directed at what women need to do or stop doing to attract men.
This is my issue. Number one, you called yourself a relationship expert.
Well, people eat up what he's saying.
Ain't nobody proclaimed you nothing. And how can you be a relationship expert when your relationship is in the dark?
Okay, so let's talk about that, because one of the things that we talked about in great detail when we were first dating was exactly that. Mm-mm. What was one of the requirements for my engagement, for our engagement?
I'm still shaking my head at Derek. Hold on. Give me about 32 seconds. You just talk, that's trash.
So listen, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, people subscribe to what he's saying and, you know, hence making him the expert.
Anyway, one of the requirements, I'm sorry, y'all, I had a moment because that just irritated me. And then to drag your queen through that.
Well, we're going to talk about what your philosophy is on cheating, but we're going to get there, right? But first, let's just chat about what I put out there in terms of what I needed when we were dating.
Y'all, if anyone knows, y'all understand how passionate I'm about three things. My family, my job, and my woman. Like, I don't play about them three. So, anyway, the philosophy that my wife gave me is that she wanted my proposal to be out loud, meaning... and I won't go into the why until you tell me I can tell them. But she wanted it to be a public display. She wanted people there.
Like a public declaration.
She wanted people to know it. She wanted people to see it. She wanted the whole shebang. Not what I wanted, but the puzzle wasn't for me. So I did what she wanted.
So all of my relationships, except for one, as an adult, and I mean, nothing about that puppy love stuff, but all of my adult relationships have been secrets. I've dated these men, and it was always a secret. Couldn't post anything on social media. Our time was very together, was always very calculated. It just didn't seem like I was the prize.
Explain to me why you would allow that.
You know, just... not really. It's a lot of things that allow that type of energy to persist. But, you know, you reflect, you grow, and you heal from that.
And I didn't ask that question to judge, right?
It's just, you're judging.
I wouldn't, because, like I told you, I didn't have my experiences. I wasn't a secret, but I surely wasn't the main one either. So, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But what I'm saying is, what is it that made that okay? When you pull back the layers, as you tell me, was it something?
It was a mixture of like
childhood stuff. Was it?
Well, yes. And like the deep root of it was that my father always made me feel like I wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. But then also just feelings of worthiness and like, okay, well, if this is what I'm being offered, this is just what it is. And so you compromise and you just put up with what you got.
We're going to table that because that's going to be one of my tips for loving out loud.
Okay.
So I got it. Okay. Got it. So what was the question you asked before we went down this rabbit hole?
Well, just in general, just like my requirement was that I wanted a public declaration that you loved me and that I wasn't in this by myself.
Right.
And that was something that I wanted because of past experiences. Mm-hmm. But then after we were engaged, what did I say to you?
You would have preferred it my way.
Because after I knew that you were in it for me and that it was a genuine relationship.
Like she didn't know that before. Okay.
Yes, I hear you. But I'm saying I'm unpacking my layers, right? And so I needed to know that like you had no problem with letting everybody know that we were together. Because previously that had never, ever, ever been a thing. Hence the hashtag I made up, Future Bae.
Do me a favor, y'all. After this podcast airs, I want y'all to go to my Instagram and I want y'all to count how many pictures on my Instagram has her in it. And then on any one of them, this is how I know y'all watch the podcast, right? On any one of them, just put the number. And we go like, what is this number here from? So, and I'm remember, just put the number of how many pictures you counted with her in any one of the pictures. It can be the oldest one or the newest one. I don't care. Just put that. And we had this conversation. And in that moment, I realized that my woman was used to being second fiddle, right? But bigger than that, she's used to being an option.
Absolutely.
She wasn't used to being the main entree.
So then your ego.
She was used to being part-time instead of full-time. I can use 1,000 analogies, right? But my job in that moment was to have to reassure her constantly that you are enough.
And I appreciate that. And that's super important to me. But we talk about, so the Dr. Monique Liston, Famo,
aka
Cuzzo, went live in response to all of this craziness. And she talked about like how she doesn't want to be loved in isolation, which is what I have always known, mm-hmm. right? And that she wants to be loved within community, mm-hmm. which is the same thing I think as being loved out loud. Mm-hmm. And I think it does something when you know that you are it.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I mean, for me though, loving out loud comes natural because I'm proud of what I have. And I feel a point, a part of his issues, even in who she is to who he is from looks, she's a very
beautiful
woman, right?
Yeah.
But I think is with his hype being so high, his ego couldn't allow him to show his happiness in his marriage because a third of the people following him are what?
Women.
And sex appeal sales. He's a nice buff dude. He does this, that. A part of it is that, but realistically, you remember what Pastor told me before he told me I could preach again in the pulpit? Mm-mm. That my first ministry
is your family.
Is my family. Which means the first people I gotta look to please is y'all. Not nobody else. Not people who gonna pay me for this. No. Mm-hmm. My obligation is my household. My obligation is you. And I feel that brother lost sight of that as soon as his views went up. And don't get me wrong. He's saying some things that are spot on. Yes.
Man.
Some of them are right.
I don't think that a man should ever tell a woman what to do.
And I'm not talking about the ones where he's talking to women. I'm talking to the one. He has videos addressing men.
Oh, I don't know enough about that.
And he is talking facts in some of them. The issue with it is you can't talk facts to men about this, that, and the third.
And be a contradiction.
Your queen is in a closet.
Yeah. But why would that? Oh, so you're saying ego is a contributing factor to why?
Sex appeal is part of the reason he has an audience.
Right, right.
Now, that's a huge chunk of it. Oh, a good looking brother who can actually talk some sense.
But yes. there's a flaw in that though, because you have other mega influencers who mm-hmm. promote family, who right. got they wife and they partner right there,
right.
and are still.
It's the difference of the couples. Kadeen is loved out loud.
Exactly. Toby and Fat.
Toby and Fat are
our favorites.
Out loud.
Belief and Yvette.
But it's because he sees the value in who she made him to be. DeVal has often told us out. DeVal, she just put up for the people watching the video, y'all saw what she just did. Anyway, she Fat too, but all these people who we're talking about have gone on rants about how their partner has made them better. They are who they are today because of their partner. From LeBron all the way around, have all said, my wife, my queen, my partner has made me who you see today, and I'm forever indebted. The difference is he did this without her. Now, he may have learned the lessons through her, but he didn't give that backstory. You see what I'm saying?
But see, my thing is this. Like you always say, what is your phrase on, or your rationale on a cheater?
What you mean? I'll leave you before I cheat? That one?
But it's also a choice, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cheating is not a mistake. You can't accidentally fall on somebody's wee-wee. You can't accidentally fall in somebody's cootacata. Like, you can't do that accidentally.
Wee-wee.
Yeah. So understand, right? It's and that's for the PG-13 crowd, right? But you got to understand, you can't even say, and then there's also many ways to cheat, right? Emotional.
Physically, financially.
That's how I get it, right? But what yes. I'm saying is.
But those are also choices.
Yes. You can't act. No way can you sit here and tell me, hey, babe, I accidentally cheated in this way and make it make sense. You can try all you want to. Babe, I accidentally fell on the man's wee-wee. What? How do you? Okay.
Well, does it speak to a larger issue of communication?
No. Because from the look of it, and I don't want to say this, right? But I feel like from the video that I saw with her sitting there in the manner that she was, communication isn't the issue, she has no voice, period. Right? We talk often about childhood trauma and how it takes the voice of the child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She sat there for 30 minutes and held his hand and nodded.
She spoke a little bit, but I get
like it. 30 seconds of a word. Like, she didn't say nothing.
I'm just telling you, I'd rather walk in a field of rusted nails with no shoes on than to sit there and hold your hands while you plead to the world about why you made this asinine mistake.
When in reality, my plea shouldn't be with the world at all.
It should be with your partner.
Be with your partner. I don't care about the world. And that sounds, but
he's an influencer, so there's, you know, some politics, and his bread is being affected by that.
His bread was going to be affected the moment they found out he was married anyway. That's why he hit it. If we're going to be real, or I'm not going to lie, if we're going to be real, as a man who built his brand on the assumption that he had no partner, right? And then I hit y'all with, I've been married for 7 years. How? I've been watching for 8, and you ain't showing nobody. How?
No ring.
Nah, he couldn't do that. His brand was affected the whole time it had come out. Let's just be real.
I get it. But I just think that it was so important for me when I finally found a healthy relationship that I was loved out loud. That was like...
Based upon your experiences and based upon who you are at the core. For me, right? I need to be loved intentionally. I don't care how the intention is.
Yes.
Just make sure it's impactful and it's intentional. Mm-hmm. Right? But that's based upon how I grew up. That's based upon my needs that were left unmet as a child. So I get it. But all in all this goes back to number one, knowing your partner. We talk often on this podcast about the connection of us. People write us, y'all connection is dope. Y'all don't understand, this connection is fought for. It's a choice every day to say, hey, I don't like you today.
Especially after this weekend when I wanted to chop your head off.
I don't remember that. Your breath stank. Your edges ain't laid.
Oh, they lay now, honey.
Your fingernails and toenails look like why.
Pandemic life.
And it's like, I'm still choosing you. I'm still choosing this.
You just ripped me low key, though?
No, I wasn't talking about you. I
took that real personal.
Then fix it, mama.
Pay for it.
Say less. Stimmy check. Anyway. Anyway. But, like, you know, it boils down to the intentionality of knowing who you're dealing with and making sure that you make that choice. You're going to hear this word a lot, so just write it down and put it somewhere. The choice that you make to choose that person every day.
But we also have talked with folk who have been married 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And another thing that holds true for us is community. Like, we are accountable to some very really close people who are married, who hold us accountable. Mm-hmm. When I'm mad at you and I just don't understand like how to get through this conflict, I'm calling them like, hey, this is where I'm at. Like, help me figure out, you know, if I'm wrong in this or if I'm right in this. Mm-hmm. Give me some space to just go away so I can come back with a sound mind and a sound heart. That's super important also to our relationship. I'm not just going to love and be in this thing by myself and then isolate my village. Mm-hmm. That can't happen.
Because I'm a new member of this thing called community.
Yeah, you are.
I really don't be caring half the time, y'all. Like,
but that's not true. You used to.
I used to what, care?
Not care.
Oh, yeah. I didn't care. Like, they would come to the crib and I'd go to the basement. Like, I'm going to the cave. Y'all have fun. Josh, get up here. No. Now, you know, I mingle. I speak. I'm still going to the cave, but I speak, right? And then I have my circle, my core, my fellas who sharpen me often to the crew. Y'all know who y'all. I love y'all.
But it ain't all fellas, though.
Most of my sharpening for...
Monique has gotten us together.
But see, B has gotten us together. That's different, though. I'm talking about the core crew. My core crew.
Your core crew.
The village is made up of mostly women.
Yeah.
The village is literally like 89% women who have done the work, who are empathetic, who are educators, and not like teachers, but educators in the realm of getting you together, giving you wisdom so you can make it through. And we wouldn't be here without them, for real, for real. So the whole village, the whole crew, we love y'all. Y'all know
everybody who's at our wedding, basically.
Yeah, we love y'all. Y'all know what it is. But we made a choice. And the choice is, there is no there is no other option other than making this work.
Yeah, but I just think that oftentimes, you know, with relationships, this whole, I don't need everybody in my business and, you know, all of that. I get it. You're definitely not going to want to put any type of energy in your mix. But I think that it does some good when you do have some folk that you can lean on when you are trying to get through some stuff.
The way that statement should be worded is, I don't want anybody in my village who's not as impactful in protecting my peace as I am. If your intentions aren't as strong for my peace as my intentions are, then I don't want you in my business. But the people in our village have the same stock in us as we have in their relationships. My cousin Mark can call me right now, bro. I'm finna. No, you're not. Nah, we're not doing that. We did vows, right? We're not doing that. And we understand that understanding, right? From Derek to the crew to Joe and to whomever, right? The people in this village understand, even Britt Nicole says, love you, by the way. The whole village understands what comes with that title, the village.
Absolutely.
And it's not a one-way situation. It's a multifaceted, multi-used, multi-angular situation where everybody is concerned for everybody's peace. And then in that situation, it's okay to say, hey, I'm weak right now, because there's no judgment. I care about your cup just as much as you do. Mm-hmm. So I got to make sure you're straight, mm-hmm. right? So that's why that statement makes sense for most people, because they don't believe in the ideology of community.
Yeah, well, for me, it's all about accountability. And so my village has held me accountable through many circumstances. But I think that we needed to kind of insert this episode in our scope of this season, because I think it was so important to talk about, like, what it means to be loved out loud and this whole concept of cheating. Could you forgive a cheater?
Now versus then, or just period?
I'm just saying in general. I don't cheat, so.
It depends on which version of Josh you're talking to.
I'm talking about my husband, Josh.
Oh, you're talking about you cheated?
Yeah.
Oh, we can make it work. We'll make it work. You have to do a lot of ass kissing. Excuse my French, y'all. And it's gonna be a lot of making up.
So
but yeah, we'll be all
right. Yeah, I know we're gonna be all right, because I ain't gonna cheat. But I'm saying, like, do you think that a cheater can be, in general, not speaking just in general terms, do you think a cheater can be forgiven?
In most cases, yes. But there needs to be a certain level of atonement that goes into
it. Yeah,
because
broken trust, baby.
I didn't say it, there's a level of apology. There's a level of atonement, right? Because apologies, I'm sorry. Atonement is, I fouled up. What do you need from me to fix it?
Mm-hmm. Repairing a harm.
If you don't atone and you don't do the work to atone every day, because you don't just say it once and it goes away.
Well, not after you've broken
you
trust.
You got to atone every day for something that big, right? If you're not willing to do that work, then it's not going to make it.
I hear you. And I agree. I absolutely agree. It's just like, you know, when I tell the kids, when we're doing like trust activities, and you can easily squirt that toothpaste out that tube, mm-hmm. but you can't put it back in. And you could, but it's going to be a lot of tedious, intentional work. And that's exactly what. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Mm. Mm-hmm. So what is
we need to kill this whole ideology of relationship experts. That's trash.
Well, I think, trash. I don't want to ever be considered a relationship expert. However, I am a relationship expert when it comes to my relationship.
I'm not an expert. I am simply someone who chooses every day. And even when it comes to ministry, so on club, I was like, come on, Pastor Josh, look, first off, not a pastor. I believe in God, and I hear God, and I say His word. I'm a vessel. Same thing in my relationship. I'm a man who said, yeah, I'm going to choose my woman every day. Not an expert. I just know I want her. And so I'm going to choose her every day.
Yeah, I get it. But I also think that no one's going to know the intricacies and the journey that we've been on or are on better than us.
True. I'm still not an expert.
I'm an expert. I know all about you.
The only expert in this relationship is God.
Absolutely. And then I'm the co-expert.
Nah, negative. No.
Nine. I'm the co-author.
Nine.
You German now?
No, nine. I'm going to find another language to say next time too. No. You sound crazy.
Listen, I know what it. I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Anyway, y'all, what's your question?
What is your daddy win? We got a few minutes left, and you know it's been a minute.
I got 2 minutes, so we're not gonna go through this week.
You want to talk about your daddy weekend?
No, we're not gonna. Oh, that was dope. I'll give you that one. So the wife was gone for the weekend on a girls' trip for Queen Bee's birthday. Shout out to the birthday girl. And they went to like Sheboygan or something.
We just had an Airbnb
some weird spot that was like ratchet and
very safe,
weird looking. Anyway, so I had the kids to myself, and Saturday was probably the most intentional time I've gotten to spend with them, as far as just me being able to choose and do what I wanted to do with them, and they loved it. We left 9:30 in the morning for Marley's dance class. We did not come back home until 7 o'clock at night Saturday.
You were busy.
And my kids loved every second of it. Oh, I gotta talk to you too. This weekend I got another trip. You can go or not. We're going to Chicago. But we'll talk about it anyway. So yeah, just intentionality with my babies was a ball. We had a ball.
Okay. My parenting win.
Ooh, and baby love ate bananas.
She did. She tried her first little
banana. She tried her first banana, bro.
She ain't like it for real.
But she kept chewing because we was cheering her on.
But it's a milestone. We there. And she's sleeping better, too. But I think my parenting win is I am getting better at grace.
For yourself?
For myself, mm-hmm. and for them. Like, in understanding that mm-hmm. they are learning and.
Well, I think you're pretty good at grace for them. You suck at grace for yourself.
Yeah, but
you extend grace to yourself lastly.
I do.
You suck your grace for yourself. Now, for the kids, you tell me, baby grace. So you're often graceful. If anything, I had to learn how to be graceful this weekend because you wasn't here. And Marley had some moments, and I'm like,
yeah, because I don't take their behaviors personally. They're just trying to navigate things just like we are. And it's our job to give them the tools to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my parenting went, I don't really know.
You weren't here half the week. So, I mean, you chilling.
You know what? That is the win. Allowing myself to have space to reset, recharge, relax. That is a parenting win because that's necessary.
So when's mine?
Whenever you ask for it.
A whole weekend.
Say less. Where are you going?
You know what? I'm going to Chicago and I'm going to go to the aquarium and I'm going to do all the things.
By yourself?
No, I'm going to have the kids. I'm going to sit at home with you. So y'all can meet me down there and I'm going to stay at the hotel down there. Y'all can go back.
I'm not driving back to... I don't even drive to Whitefish Bay by myself.
You do. I've seen that.
I don't drive. And so you're going to have to figure that piece out. You're going to get us some train tickets home?
I
get a train. And then a ride from the train station home?
You get the Uber. I get the train.
You look like an Uber.
I do. Big body Escalade. What up?
Anyway, y'all, we love, love, love y'all. Please, we want to continue to do this work. Y'all can do that in a couple ways. One, you can continue to follow our Instagram at Life with Zawadi. That's Zawadi. Or you can follow our personal pages at on Instagram. I am at Melanated Mama. That's MAMA.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Melanated Daddy. That is spelled D. A, D, D, Y.
Irritating. Follow the man.
To be confused with D A D D E or D A D D I E. Thank you.
I will never get old. Make sure you follow us. Also, if you are feeling generous, you can also donate to this podcast to make sure that we are continuing to provide y'all with some dope stuff. We need some new equipment. And we are setting up a recording space in our home. If y'all want more of this content, toss a little cash our way. You know, we're begging a little bit, but we want to be able to continue to put out quality content for y'all. So thank y'all. As always, have a good week. Be gracious to yourself. Love on your babies. Love on your spouse. And till next time, you going to do it with me?
No.
Yes.
No.
Hey, little daddy.
No, here you go with this crap.
Little daddy.
No.
Little daddy.
No.
You not going to do it with me?
No.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Until next time. Bam.
Damn. That's so... You not rock with the best. Hey, y'all. I appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all keep coming back. We're going to keep you here.
Hey.
Every Wednesday.
Life with Zawadi. I want y'all to do that homework assignment, y'all. Let's see how many pictures.